Hey, what's poppin'? You are listening to the best of the DMP, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hall Financial, of course. Hall Financial offering that Easy Start program, 1% off the first year of your mortgage. You could save up to $2,000 for free. Why pay more for your mortgage when you don't have to? Check out the Easy Start program with Hall Financial. If you're ready to step into a new home with an initial rate in the fives, then give them a call at 866-CALL-HALL or chat with them online at callhallfirst.com. Start the new year off with a gift from our friends at Hall Financial. And now enjoy, maybe for the second time, maybe the first, the best of the program.
Yeah, right.
Hey, what's poppin'? The program is rolling from the dealsinthed.com studios. And we've got an exciting day today. Yesterday was Michael Jackson's birthday. There's all kinds of fallout. I can't wait to get into this. Paris has a massive post. Harvey is giving raves to Paris for this, what I assume has got to be an idiotic post, because she is one of the biggest idiots in the world. Can't wait to see the whole thing.
That is a big category now, though.
It is a big category, but have you ever heard Paris Jackson say anything that wasn't completely idiotic?
No. No, you're right.
She's so self-important.
Yeah. Well,
her music, her band, oh my God, they're so good.
I mean, she grew up around him. I can't imagine that she'd have a brain in her head.
Well, I would think between Dr. Arnold Klein's semen and Debbie Rowe's egg, she would not be this big an idiot.
Debbie Rowe's egg
with the Liberty
stupid
as our slogan?
But Dr. Klein actually had to go to med school, so
you would think she'd be somewhere in the middle. I mean, but it's got to be the ego of being Michael Jackson's daughter, I assume. But, you know, Prince is totally cool. Blanket seems to be okay. Although
I like Prince. I like Prince Jackson.
I like Prince, too.
Jackson is totally cool. You guys hanging out?
Well, I mean, he never hides from it. He doesn't pretend like he's the biological son.
Because he looks exactly like Arnie Klein. He's seen the picture himself.
Okay.
He knows.
I know this is really rude to ask, and it's perfectly normal to have no one know who your mother is. Who is Blanket's mother?
We don't know. It's the South American mystery woman.
How can you be a relatively famous person? He's Michael Jackson's son, for God's sake. We saw him when he was less than 6 months old being fed by Michael manically. How can we not know who his mother is? Honestly. Do you know any celebrity who we don't...
Yes.
How many people can you say, God, I have no idea who their father is or their mother? I can't imagine who it is. Oh, could be anyone.
Like right around the time he appeared on the scene, there were a lot of Guatemalan children being heisted out of that country. He's probably one of those.
But this mean when he's being dangled outside that hotel room?
Yes.
No, this is Michael Jackson's biological child, we're led to believe.
Yeah, he's born via surrogate.
Wouldn't you think Michael Jackson would be proud of Blanket's mother, proud enough to say, oh, Blanket's mother's done such a wonderful job with him. I'm so pleased with her. Here she is right here.
I nailed the shit out of her.
Ooh.
He did not.
Yeah, he did.
I put it in her anus.
She took every inch of me. It was so awesome.
God.
She took all 3 inches.
She made me such a good lover.
It has.
She screamed for more.
Of that vitiglio penis.
She begged me for my cock.
It looked like a, what was it again that Clark said?
Gateway box.
Gateway box, yeah. Nobody gets that reference anymore because nobody gets the
gateway box.
All things Michael Jackson are insane. And I think for him to have a child, Blanket, that no one, have you heard anyone even venture a guess as to who his mother is?
No.
I've never. No one has any idea. How is that possible?
I mean, his name's Blanket.
Do you think he even knows who his mother is?
I was thinking about adopting 2 kids from each continent around the world.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that a little weird to not know who your mother is? Just have no idea.
It's an NDA that has kept her mouth shut all these years. Even a Blanket.
That is what a funny concept. Because usually, I can see someone not knowing who their father is, but you kind of know what vagina you came out of usually.
It's pretty normal, yeah. No, it makes Blanket and Prince look relatively normal compared to him because he doesn't know his mother's. They, on the other hand, were given in a kind gesture by their mother, given to Michael Jackson. So she gave up all parental rights as a gift.
Right.
Not because she couldn't raise them or anything like that. Well, it's a loving gesture. Isn't that what he said?
Yes,
it's a loving gesture.
Your wife
gave you two children as a present because she knew you wanted to be a father.
Yeah, that's a lovely gesture.
A lovely gesture.
What a stupid present.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. So right. She's going to be a non-parent, a non-entity in their life because she loves them so much.
Yeah.
Debbie Rowe answered, what you get the guy who's got everything, though. That's for sure.
Do you know what Blanket's real name is?
Is it BG?
No.
Or is it Prince?
His real name is Prince Michael Jackson the second. His brother is Prince Michael Jackson the first.
And
you have the
know,
same name as your brother?
Yeah.
Nice creativity, Jackson.
Do I dare ask, why is his nickname Blanket? Fair question.
Because he hid him under a blanket when he was feeding him, right?
Is that how he's hidden from his mother?
Yeah,
blanket. Oh, my beautiful blanket.
Well, I can't wait to hear what Paris said about Michael's birthday. Apparently, she's getting death threats because she didn't post on social media.
Mm. What?
She didn't wish her father.
Yeah, someone, I guess, kept going to Paris Hilton. Oh, my God, I've got to see what she said about her father's birthday. I can't go forward with my day until I know. And then at 11:59, when they realized she didn't post, they started issuing death threats.
I'm going to kill you.
I assume.
Why would you? You deserve to die. You're not posting on your dad's birthday.
We've been getting death threats.
I can't decide if this is real or not. Is that real?
No, well, it's totally,
as far as someone checking her social media all day long.
You weren't screwing with me.
She was issued death threats for not posting on his birthday, apparently.
Oh, every day you think the world is at its stupidest point.
No, it's so stupid.
So many death threats.
Stupid that I'm in this world. I can't get over it.
Not to mention, he's dead, and he's been dead for a long time.
Yeah, since 2009.
So why does she have to wish? And he hated birthdays. So
he was a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah,
he didn't celebrate birthdays.
Oh, that's right.
No, I know. And I checked Paris's Instagram three or four times, and then I gave up around 1 o'clock. I figured, well, maybe she's just not posting today, or it's more private.
Did
something
you issue
like
a
that.
Death threat?
No, I didn't issue a death threat, but someone else did. So she had to respond to that, and I think it's all very important. It's hard to really carry on until we know how she feels about this. But thankfully, she did post something eventually.
When they see Paris, they always think, Debbie, but that could easily be my father's genes, you know?
I mean, he was really good at lying, wasn't he?
He's really good.
He did groom the world.
He's really good.
The picture of Joe Jackson that popped up in my head, oh my God, nothing could have been
no,
more
just
polar
like Paris.
Opposite.
Oh, come on, you can't tell them apart.
Right. So he has a lot of the same features.
It's BS. They made it up.
And I can hardly wait to see how Paris Jackson so brilliantly made her way through this horrible situation, getting death threats. Can you imagine? For not celebrating her father's birthday on social media. It's
terrible. Well, look at her already with her hand to her forehead.
Yeah.
She's in deep thought, guys.
Looking bleak.
Unfortunately, comments are disabled or at least selected.
Oh, no.
So I can't comment on there, but we'll let her and her awesome tattoos tell the story of why she's
in her hairy armpits.
Boy, she got a lot of tats on that arm, doesn't she?
You seen her armpits?
I'm stage and I'm very sweaty. So today's my dad's birthday.
Wait, what?
And
ew, gross!
Back when he was alive, he used...
Oh! Oh, God! Gross!
I just saw her hairy armpits.
Why? She's got these overalls that are kind of cute until she pulls her arms up.
Well, Brandon and I were saying she could be really cute if it wasn't for her hairy armpits and all the terrible tattoos.
And being a complete idiot and saying ridiculous bullshit.
Going, yeah.
And the fact when I look at her, I see Debbie.
I do.
Really?
Says.
I see Joe.
She's going to turn into Debbie. She is going to turn into Debbie Rowe.
Yes.
She is.
Yeah, she has those golem
know
eyes.
That.
Go.
All right, let's let her restart here.
Sorry.
I'm very sweaty. So today's my
thanks for telling us that.
And back when he was alive, he used to hate anybody acknowledging his birthday, wishing him a happy birthday, celebrating it, nothing
is
like
he's
that.
He's Jehovah's Witness.
He actually didn't want us to even know when his birthday was because he didn't want
well,
us
shouldn't
to like,
told you.
Party or anything like that.
Yeah.
That being said, social media is apparently how people express their love and affection these days. And if you don't wish someone a happy birthday via social media, it apparently means that you don't love them. You don't care about them.
So their voice.
Nice vocal fry.
There have been times where I don't post anything for my dad's birthday.
Because you don't love him.
And people lose their fucking minds. They told me to kill myself.
Because you forgot
and they're basically measuring my love for my own father based off of what I post.
No, they're just trolling you.
Yeah.
On Instagram. So I made you guys a little video. And I hope you enjoy it.
Oh,
that we had with Bad Flower and Incubus.
So it's her on stage.
It's also my dad's birthday. Yeah! And he would have been 65 years old today. And he put...
he would have looked great, by the way.
50 years of blood, sweat, and tears, and love, and passion into doing what he did so that I could stand up here
drumming
on stage
the world
in front of you and scream into a microphone.
At least she's
Is that why he did it? I don't think so.
So I owe everything to him. And I'd also like to take a second to introduce my other family, which is these guys up here on
Nobody
stage
cares.
With me.
Nobody
cares. Yeah, no one cares about your
now,
stupid band.
If you band. Are an MJ super fan and you want to do something that he would have loved, which is not celebrate his birthday, my suggestion would be, you know, there's always ways to get involved with raising awareness for climate change, doing stuff for the environment, animal rights activism.
Pedophilia.
These are things that he loved
Michael
and was
involved
very,
with the
very interested in. And I can't speak for him because, you know, I'm a different person and I don't know, but I'm sure he would have loved that. And so if you want to, you know, pay homage and honor him on his birthday, that would be my suggestion.
Hang out with a 12-year-old.
I love you.
He enslaved, like, elephants and giraffes and stuff to live at his house.
Pretty much.
He's so
what an idiot.
So good with the environment.
Oh, Jackson! Oh. There was another celebrity that posted on his birthday. Did you see that story about Amy Sedaris?
Mm-mm. No, who's Amy Sedaris?
Amy Sedaris. She had a show on Comedy Central, "Strangers with Candy," I think it was. Mm-hmm. She's a comedian, allegedly.
In the Star Wars series.
Oh, that's right. She's in Mandalorian.
Right.
She fixes the ships and whatnot.
Is she funny? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard her name
a
lot.
She's a comedic
I just
actress. And her brother is David Sedaris.
David's okay. Amy's not funny. Anyway, she wrote...
Wait, Trudy says she is funny.
Trudy can like her.
I thought she
like
was
her.
Funny.
Okay. More power to you.
Wait, so one of you doesn't know what funny is.
No.
No.
Well, I think you're funny, so...
Okay, then Trudy, you're right about Amy Sedaris. She's funny, too.
Thank you.
I think you're funny. I think you're funnier than Trudy
first.
Thinks you are.
Firsties.
Then Amy Sedaris isn't funny.
Brandon, is Amy Sedaris funny?
I never got her humor. I never really fully.
Thank you. I never liked Strangers with Candy. I thought
I never loved that show.
Hated Trudy, it. I had really put this thing in your favor, and now Mark has really tilted it the other way.
Now, I know. I don't even care about the story anymore. Now it's the argument of whether or not Amy Sedaris is funny, and she's not.
I'm just curious. It's interesting to hear who thinks who is funny and who isn't.
It's not a typical kind of like stand-up comedy.
Oh, so I'm not smart enough to appreciate her?
I don't know.
Run away, Trudy.
I don't want to say that, but...
By the way, don't you love when comedians tell a joke that doesn't go over terribly well and they go, oh, you'll get it on the way home. like, just went over your head because you're too dumb to understand how funny I am. I hate when they do that.
What's the funniest thing she's ever done, Trudy?
Yeah, come up with one of her side splitters.
Oh, fuck off. I've
came here with half a kidney today. There's got to be a reason.
I've heard her in different podcasts, interviews, and I thought she was funny. And I think her brother is not ha 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 funny, but
more cerebral.
It's not funny.
Shut
her
up.
Brother's
you went to U of M. Her How brother's do you have a complex?
Her brother's an essayist. No, I actually am. Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm moving into Team Trudy really fast.
What? What do I do?
You went to U of M.
Just because you want to attack Michigan? So Amy Sedaris wrote, on what would have been his 65th birthday, let's all groove to some of the timeless music that Michael Jackson made. # heavenly birthday.
Yeah.
And oh, my God, did she get attacked?
What for?
Oh, that's funny. Because she's celebrating his moving to his music on this pedophile's birthday.
Exactly. So people are like, let's not glorify him anymore.
So you can't
We're
win.
Still out here celebrating pedophiles, shaking my head. Andy Cohen from Bravo just wrote, oops! Oops!
Andy, come on.
Because Andy wants to shake it to these songs that she's put together, I'm sure.
But what cracks me up about it is she didn't molest anybody, right? And anytime you attack anybody in the Jackson family for Michael molesting people, you get attacked for attacking the family.
Right.
Not always.
That happens
it
a
does
lot.
Happen. Can I? So she put together a medley of his tracks?
Oh, pull up her tweet.
I'd like to hear it.
Let's see if she has any funny tweets, too.
We have never said anything more disingenuous.
Well,
let's see if Amy Sedaris has
I
funny
do
tweets.
I like Michael's music.
Then he wants to hear them.
I want to see if she did a shitty job of editing his music together, or if she did a good job.
She must have deleted it. She doesn't have anything past October 31st, 2021.
What?
She hasn't tweeted in 2 years?
It's your birthday.
That's bizarre.
Did she wish Drew happy birthday?
No.
I wonder if she's got some other crummy tweets and she just decided to haul off.
Does she have any funny tweets?
Well, I'm sorry. She'd be the one to ask.
Brandon, she put it on Instagram. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
That's my fault.
That's Mark's fault.
Yeah. I take full responsibility.
Oh, so she's left the Twitter world.
Wait, let me double check. Maybe it's not.
You have to be judged by that now, too.
Maybe she put it on Threads. Maybe she put it on Truth Social.
Hey, what
Social.
Happened to Threads, you guys? You guys were both gung-ho about Threads.
You guys?
You and Trudy. You couldn't stop talking about Threads. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, great song, by the way.
So far, so good.
And normal Mike.
Here's her next one.
Jackson. Well, I like that.
Great song.
He's shaking his midsection. He's boogieing down.
Singing about a 12-year-old.
He's pretending that girl is, it is hot for
a boy.
Her.
You're only 4'3". All right, here's the next one.
There's a shot of him in E.T. I hate this song.
People like this song. I don't like it.
Next.
Oh, great song.
Hey, he's all in his glitter. All glittered up in green.
Look how black he is there.
I mean, and it's, his nose is completely normal.
It's hard to make any one of these edits seem like it's the same person. Isn't it funny?
Oh, wow.
Good one.
Something. Okay, we're going back to Off the Wall. Off the Wall. He's Off the Wall.
Underrated.
Yes. Compared
to
Thriller.
Yep, 100%.
People act like Thriller is by far his best.
Hey, what are those other guys doing in the background there?
Dancing.
That's Jermaine and Tio and the gang.
How dare you, Trudy?
Who are those guys? Get them out of there.
Next.
Don't you guys dance around with your brothers?
What is this?
This does not belong. Amy Sedaris gets a deduction for this.
There's Eddie Murphy.
Remember the time. What a stinker of a song.
Next.
Wait, this is the movie you guys love.
There's Michael the way. Magic Johnson's in this video.
Is he?
Yeah, they just showed him.
He's a guard.
I didn't know he was in this movie.
The Magic. I saw him.
This is another questionable edit, in my opinion. Is this really? Plus, it shows him acting like he's so nuts about this chick.
Yeah.
What a joke.
And Andy's a badass. Pelvis. He's about to fight all these dudes and kick their asses.
On Smooth Criminal? Or in this one?
This is also in the real, the femmiest looking period
of
Michael Jackson's life.
Look, he's up against Mike Marston, whatever his name is.
Madsen?
James Madsen. Next.
Oh, great song. He's such a badass.
What song is this?
Smooth Criminal. He's such a badass in this. Especially when he does the lean thing. Oh, did you see him beat that guy up?
Yeah, he is dancing.
Oh, he
up
just
a storm
that guy.
There.
Dance fighting.
Pretty cool video.
Look at that tough gang. I'd be scared of that gang.
And the final one is.
She left out all the Jackson 5.
That's weird.
And some of those post Jackson 5 songs like Ben.
Ben sucks.
Yeah.
Ben does not suck. Ben is a ballad.
Yeah, it sucks.
Very loving song about
a
loving animal.
Loving animals. Uh-oh, look out for that guy behind you.
Ooh. And that was her list that got a lot of hate.
Yeah, I think she could have edited that better. I mean, she was so enthusiastic about his birthday that she completely forgot he was a pedophile, A, and then did a crummy little edit job.
How?
That was a lot of trouble to go to edit all that video together.
Yeah.
Why did she do? Why is she so into Michael Jackson? Does she hate children? Obviously.
Maybe. I don't think she has any. So.
Before I would hurt a child, I would slip my wrists. I would never hurt a child.
Are you holding off on buying a new home because you're waiting for mortgage interest rates to drop? At Hall Financial, they already have. Not only does Hall Financial offer the lowest fees and best rates, but now Hall Financial will give you a 1% reduction on your interest rate the first year of your mortgage for free. Why pay more for your mortgage when you don't have to? This is more than a rate cut. It's a gift. Imagine saving nearly $2,000 in the first year alone on your monthly payments. If you're buying a home and not taking advantage of their Easy Start program, you're overpaying. Are you ready to step into your new home with an initial rate in the fives? Give them a call at 866-CALL-HALL or chat with them online at Call Hall First. Start your new year with a gift from our friends at Hall Financial.
Thanks, Hall Financial.
The Lions are back in the playoffs. Maz is slinging rides. And I finally have more Twitter followers than Adam Rich. Yes. So what's next? The Tigers win the World Series and I go back to radio? Yeah, I don't think so. While nothing is impossible, I can tell you what is possible and happening right now with our friends and studio sponsors, Zot Ford and Holly. Right now, Anthony, Gabara, Maz, and the whole team have tons of new and pre-loved cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock and ready to go home with you today. Plus, high rebates, low payments, and big savings we haven't seen in a couple of years. Don't forget, Zot Ford is the leader when it comes to picking up and dropping off your car for maintenance and service. Not to mention, with their mobile repair van, they can do all kinds of recalls and basic service right at your home or office. Remember, we love our sponsors. They love us. The best way to support the podcast is by supporting our sponsors. So please give Maz a call and let him take care of all your automotive needs. Leave him a voicemail at 248-660-9133 because we both know he won't answer the phone. Surf their sexy deals and seductive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Window World is the largest replacement window company in the country with more than 230 locations. Window World has sold and installed more than 1 million windows a year for the past 15 consecutive years. They have a lifetime transferable warranty, including accidental glass breakage warranty. They install vinyl windows as well as aluminum clad wood windows, patio doors, and fiberglass entry doors. 1-800-WINDOW-WORLD is locally owned and operated by the Sheena family for 30 years. And the install manager, service techs, as well as the measure techs individually have 30-plus years of experience. You can have the best windows in the world, but if it's not installed right, it's not going to function correctly. Every window will be made custom fit for every opening, as well as we offer different colors for both the interior and the exterior. Licensed, insured, and lead-safe certified. Made in the USA, Window World cares, supports St. Jude Research Hospital with over $16 million in donations, and they have a military and veterans initiative, too. 1-800-WINDOW-WORLD or windowworlddetroit.com, and make sure to tell them the Drew and Mike Show sent you.
All right, so this is funny. I don't know if I want to do this right this second, but Brandon sent me... Brian Austin Green has a podcast. Another one.
God,
another one. I forgot he had a first one, which was called With Brian Austin Green. Brian and co-host Derek Russell prove that nothing is off limits.
I hope he brings the energy to his podcast that he brings to his cameos.
Wait till you hear. Brian and co-host Derek Russell prove that nothing is off limits. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why do people
talk about Megan
that?
Fox then? You think? Think that's off limits?
As long as it's off topic in the actor's first foray into new media with this comedy talk show that hits all the right buttons.
Oh, I bet you
with Brian Austin Green. No, it was pod faded in no time. And so I went into this one thinking, what a joke. Brian Austin Green with his girlfriend, who the fuck is she? Nobody knows who she is. She's just some hot chick he's nailing. And Randy Spelling.
What? Randy Spelling.
Yeah. Randy Spelling. Yeah, that's
Tori unavailable.
That's Tori's less successful brother.
Yeah.
Who, when you listen to this thing, you cannot believe how fucking entitled this guy is. He's talking about how, okay, this episode, by the way, is on addiction.
Oh, and, addiction, yeah.
Yeah, and the two episodes before were about co-parenting.
God, boring.
Where I was actually had it on in the background, and I couldn't stop laughing.
I got to say, though, when I'm looking for advice on addiction, I'm going to go to Randy Spelling and Boring Austin Green.
Oh, they hook you right away. Absolutely. Listen to this. They hook you right away. Hey, everyone. I'm Brian Austin Green.
I'm Shauna Burgess.
And I'm Randy Spelling.
And you are listening to Oldish, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Yeah. No?
Wow.
The co-parenting talks about the, some of the great points they make is that co-parenting will affect your kids. they make this.
You know what else does? Parenting will affect your kids.
They also discover that there is no book on parenting. There's no book.
Yeah, there is. There's tons of books on parenting.
Yeah, there's lots of them.
Go on Amazon.
Get this for a disclosure. Two parents will look at the same situation differently.
Wow. Even if they're together or apart?
Exactly. All kids are different. So you have to deal with every kid differently depending on what it is you're dealing with, because kids are different.
Mm-hmm.
God. And then also, it always has to be about the kids. So you're supposed to put the kids first. Now, I didn't realize that, but thankfully, listening to Boring Austin Green and Randy Spelling, you find out that it always has to be about the kids. And
I mean, Megan Fox agrees to that.
This is the most incredible thing. As far as the two co-parents, the child is the common thread. The child is, because it's
that's
both,
why it's called
for both
co-parenting.
Of you, it's your child. Yeah. Isn't it incredible?
Yeah. Mark, it's a child!
It's half of each of you.
I got it.
It's a child!
No, they make all those great points. I mean, just some incredible, really heady stuff going on in the show. And when they get into the episode we're about to jump into, I'm going to warn people ahead of time, there's some really vulnerable stuff going on here. It's something you might want to skip. You might not want to listen because they're talking about addiction.
Trigger warning.
And yeah, they give a trigger warning. And also, Randy Spelling does thank everybody because this proved to be a very safe space for him to share all these vulnerabilities. So he does thank all the hosts. Yeah,
Randy
Spelling.
I was just reading about
Biggest Loser.
I was just reading about him. Can you name one thing Randy Spelling has ever done?
No, nothing.
What? You can't name Malibu Shores when he played the role of Flipper Gage. Now, do you want to guess who produced Malibu Shores?
Aaron Spelling?
You're right.
Yeah.
But he tried out for it, just like Tori did.
Yeah, he disguised himself. They didn't even know it was him, just like Tori.
1995, Malibu Shores. That should have been right up our alley. Like, why did I not know? Yeah, I've never heard of this.
See, I would have watched it if I'd known that loser was in it.
The show revolves around two different lifestyles that clashed repeatedly. On one side of the tracks was the wealthy Malibu crowd. On the other side, the working class gang of the Valley. When Zach from the Valley meets Chloe from the Malibu. This is just Romeo and Juliet. When Zach from the Valley meets Chloe from the Malibu beachfront, they fall in love. But no one thinks it's a good idea.
Well, they're from different sides of the tracks.
Zach is transferred to Chloe's school. What? Along with his friends. You want to know why?
That's not going to work out. I'm just telling you.
They
right
had to
now.
Combine schools because of an earthquake. I want to watch every episode of this show immediately.
Wow.
It stars Carrie Russell. I like her. She's hot.
Well, Randy points out that, okay, talk about being entitled. He's like, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I wanted to be. This is part of why he falls into addiction. It's like, first, I'm an actor, you know, and I'm getting these jobs, and I'm in these movies, and I'm in these shows, and I'm like, I'm not an actor. You know what? I'm a musician. Mm. And so, you know, I'm cutting tracks and stuff like that, and then I'm not a musician. I'm a producer. And so, you know, I put up my shack, and I've got my desk, and I put my legs up. Yeah, here, I'm a producer. And then he decides that he's a music executive, so somehow he becomes a music executive. But we know full well he was given every one of these roles. It was handed to him. He just went, Dad, I want to be a music executive. Okay, here's your office.
Wait, are you telling me that when he was in Sunset Beach that was, oh, yes, it was also an Aaron Spelling production, Sunset Beach, right after Malibu Shores.
What a joke. And when he's talking about these cars he wrecks and stuff, of course, they're all the nicest fucking cars. He never did shit. He never did anything. He admits it at some point. He's like, yeah, really, I stopped growing at age of 13 when I started drinking.
Oh,
but
wow.
But I want you to pay attention to, there's one thing I think that you'll notice above anything. This is Brian Austin Green's podcast, yet this topic is so awkward. This is so awkward for him. I mean, addiction. This is heavy stuff.
Mm.
You'll never hear his voice. He never talks because he doesn't know what to say. He just goes, you will hear his girlfriend. What's her name?
Shanna Burgess.
Shanna, yeah. She asked some questions because she's partied too much herself, as we learn later on, which was really kind of her to share that vulnerability. They do thank her for that. But it's mostly just Randy spilling what a fuck up he was, and then Boring Austin Green going, and her talking a little bit. But it's he just doesn't know what this is. His podcast. Okay, go to the 12-minute mark, and they're talking about Aaron Spelling dies, and this sends Randy into a tailspin.
The void of not enough.
Mm.
Hence why I wanted something external to put in me to fill this internal place that, of course, you can't fill with any sort of substance or item or thing. But I didn't know
so deep.
How.
He's just repeating what a therapist told him, pretty
much. And also, you know, I can't blame my upbringing. I'm not going to sit and blame my parents for what they did they or gave didn't
everything.
Do.
Yeah, they gave you everything. Exactly.
They gave you the money so you could be addicted.
Coming from a family with an uber successful father, right? I mean, uber successful. And my sister was successful and just knew what she wanted to be.
She was not successful.
I didn't know myself well enough. I was very chameleonic. I would show up and, you know, sort of sense who you wanted me to be and try and play that part because I wanted to fit in or I wanted to be
liked. That's pretty easy when you're pretending to be an actor and you get jobs.
Trying to find my place. And when I couldn't find my place, I kept changing what I was doing for work. And I was an actor and it was, you need to do movies to be more important. So I did movies. And I'm like, nope, I don't feel any different. Then I started doing music and producing artists.
Oh my
like,
God.
I'm going to control my own destiny and put out music very that I relatable. Really love. That's going to make me feel good. And I'll be a little executive. And I remember putting my feet up on my first office and the desk and poster on the wall. And I felt very official.
Where's
and
Boy Austin Green?
The next day,
he's asleep.
He's still there.
Oh.
The hole was still there. And it became so painful. That,
did you say the hole was still there?
I just kept filling it with everything
I could.
The hole was
still there.
What do you think was your lowest point? What was your rock bottom?
Oh, boy.
What was your rock bottom?
My first intervention with my family was a rock bottom.
Intervention in the sense of what we... Of
my parents, my sister, my girlfriend.
Boring
Austin
Green doesn't know what an intervention is.
I think he fell asleep during that question.
Back it up.
Listen to him trail off once Randy starts talking.
Intervention in the sense of what we...
My parents, my sister, my girlfriend, a couple of my friends came to my apartment and sat there and read notes and said, we...
Yeah, just like an intervention.
Want our son back, our friend back. And so I went to rehab. I went to treatment for a month. But I
that's where I learned all these words and statements that I'm saying right now.
I just wasn't ready at that point.
Well, that's really coming down the road.
Did you not see it as a problem?
In his life coaching days.
I romanticized, right? I was like, but what about if I'm in Hawaii and there's a sunset and can I just have a cocktail or a glass of wine? I didn't. I knew it was a problem, but I wasn't ready.
Where's boring Austin Green? Isn't he kind of MIA here?
Yes.
On my own.
Well, Randy won't shut up.
And so you went to rehab at around 22.
But why is his girlfriend doing all the talking? No one knows who she is.
2 weeks.
Well, she's got a good accent.
Right.
I stayed clean.
Everybody knows who she is. She was a dancer on Dancing with the Stars, right?
Treatment is great.
Yeah, boring Austin Green got her gig.
Get you to start looking at things, but 30 days...
Oh, was she one of the dancer dancers?
Yeah, I think that's where they met.
Oh, that's right.
That's
okay.
That's where they met.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Drinker use in the first place.
Okay, go to 1830. I think this is kind of heavy. I can't remember. Let's see what's going on in 1830.
It's my house. And I had no business driving, but I said, I'll drive. And I was intoxicated. I had just done... cocaine, which I had never done really up until
cocaine fueled Jeep ride.
How frightened he sounds.
And a woman was there and
sounds more
frightened to me
talking about it than doing it.
I was like, oh, okay, I did this. And then I did, and I was drinking, and then I did another drug called GHB, which was sort of a workout drug. It's also known as this, like the date rape drug because it would make
you could rape yourself.
Out.
Yeah.
So I was driving, and then at some point I have no more recollection. My car was on the off ramp of Havenhurst in the valley with my foot on
Does
the brake.
Does this story have an end?
I was passed out for 20 minutes before.
You were not passed. I don't know how much this happened.
So
wait, I thought he just did
I'm
a bunch
so
of cocaine
and GHB.
Right. Is that going to make
All
you pass out?
All that had to happen was my foot. If my foot came off the brake, my car.
Oh my God!
But it didn't.
We almost lost Randy Spelling.
It could have been you. Where's boring Austin Green?
He's so out. He's just so clueless. He's watching videos on his phone.
My breaking point.
He might be.
Was my father passed away in 2006. I was shooting a reality show that
again really relatable.
Yeah,
I wasn't. I'm not a reality show guy. I was told at the time.
This is giving me more respect for boring Austin Green.
He's not anything. He's not an actor. He gets every job that anyone could think of, but he's never any of them.
In alignment with who I was. And disingenuous, but here I am doing this show. And my
okay, go to 2430, Brandon. And again, where is Brian? This is his podcast.
Do you know what, Randy?
By the way, this thing is jammed with commercials. It is loaded with commercials.
Oh, iHeart, yeah. Do you know what Randy's doing today, by the way?
He's doing a podcast.
Isn't he a life coach?
He is a life coach.
Yes.
See him there? Are you ready to see light in a new life? He's a holistic life coach for entrepreneurs, creatives, and business owners ready to experience personal and powerful breakthroughs.
But do you realize how...
I'm going to click on work with Randy.
How unrelatable Randy's spelling. How could he possibly be a life coach and relate to anyone?
Step one, be born to a really rich TV producer.
Step two, get offered acting jobs that you have no business getting and then decide it's not for you. So get movie acting jobs that you're not really qualified for, then become a music producer, then do reality shows. Get drunk a lot, do a lot of cocaine.
I kind of want to fill out this request to see how much he costs to work with our group for private coaching.
What a joke.
He's got some great motivational YouTube videos, too.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, right,
listen to 2430. This is where he kind of finds himself.
But attitude.
Where's Brian?
I started diving back into books of all kind, from psychology to transpersonal psychology.
So he becomes a life coach.
Spirituality. I changed my friend group at the time. I kept a few friends,
nice friend.
Changed everything I was doing.
Well, he's got to get rid of the addiction.
That's when I...
Well, they weren't really your friends then, were they, Drew?
Acting.
And they were just your drug friends.
Said, do I really want to do this, or at least do it in the way that I'm doing it? And I was pretty clear that I didn't. And then randomly, someone suggested life coaching, and I didn't even know what that term was at the time. When I
who suggested
reviewed
that?
What it was, I went home and
why
researched.
Somebody was bored of hearing a story that just wanted to be a life coach.
How could anyone think Randy Spelling could be a life coach?
Because he won't shut the fuck up.
I'm not going to become a life coach, but I'll do this. And through the process of learning and studying,
I thought this was boring. Austin Green's podcast.
Coach as many people as you can. So that's what I did. No, and I started working with people.
He just
even
says,
though I was young, I was green, I didn't know what I was doing.
It's bizarre.
But I got to see how powerful it was.
And
to see
this might shock you a little bit. There's not any audience for the show.
Oh, what?
Just really? They have a lot of commercials, though. Apparently, they're getting paid.
I guess everybody's healed. Nobody needs coaching
or something. Was a woman
everybody's overcome addiction.
I dated a little bit on and off. And I said, can I practice on you? We were friends.
He's practicing life coach. Listen to this epiphany.
So
this is going to make it all worthwhile.
And she's telling me her story, and we started to get deep really quick. And I just thought, I'm so out of my element. What do I do here? And I'm right, trying to remember training, right? Don't do this. Right. Do this. Don't. And I'm totally being by the book, asking her these core tenets that I've learned in coaching.
And then I've learned in coaching.
Can I just
that was a sentence?
Randy? And I said, yeah. And she said, do you know how many nights that I was with you, whether you were intoxicated or not? You have this deep sense of spirituality. I know how intuitive you are because I've experienced things that you have told me that you would never have known, that no one knew. And
listen to this epiphany.
Up on it.
You're not going to believe this.
Can you please just access that part of you? Or she said, can you ask me something from there? Can you share what you're seeing? And for the first time, I don't know if I felt seen or I closed my eyes and I waited and I took a deep breath and I got all of this information and I shared it with her and she started crying. She said,
oh, no, she didn't.
That's
no, she didn't.
Do you hear that? Wait, can we back that up? That's Brian Austin Green's contribution.
She was crying out of
and
boredom.
I and I took a deep breath.
On her PhD.
And I got all of this information. And I shared it with her. And she started crying. And she said, thank you. That's what I really wanted. And
there it is.
That was
boy, he mimicked his girlfriend or wife.
Just being sort of like a typical coach. So like really using intuition.
This is a really powerful episode, according to them.
Information that they have and sharing that.
This episode had a trigger warning.
Well, she gave you permission to give yourself permission to see yourself.
What? Yeah. Wait, what?
And I think that is so beautiful. What an incredible gift.
Nothing turns around more than permission.
You know, that self-realization. and for you to move forward. That's just so incredible.
Is
and
it,
how
is
old were you at this point?
I was 20. I think I was 28 at this point.
28.
Yeah.
Ryan?
Wow, what an incredible story, Randy. Brian. You've been through so much.
What a huge story. I didn't know.
It was a huge story. It took forever.
I knew you when you were young, and then we lost touch.
He's falling asleep again, Mark.
I didn't know what it was that helped you find the you that you are today.
Between words. He's falling asleep.
What an amazing story.
You just said that.
What a brave,
a brave story
for you to share. I'm super impressed.
Boring story. I mean, super impressed.
Hats
why?
Because
he could complete a sentence without falling asleep.
That, but I feel that my story is anyone else's story.
Oh my God, that's so relatable.
You can see the differences, right? Like, oh, Randy grew up with this or had this.
No, there's nothing more relatable than Randy spelling.
I struggled and suffered at the point of my lowest.
Sounds like a great one.
This story is so much like everyone else's story.
I was in pain. I was suffering. I was deeply, deeply, deeply hurting.
I love that story!
Right? Like, that is universal.
Wait, can you play that again? At Brian Austin Green talked. I just want to hear what he said. He's so phoning this in.
I was in pain. I was suffering. I was deeply, deeply, deeply hurting. And
pain
shocked,
is universal.
Right? Pain is universal.
Pain is universal.
I know that anyone who's listening who's struggling with this or knows someone who is... that you can do.
Yeah.
I personally have helped hundreds of people do
has
it. So
anything
I
been, has anything been more phoned in than Brian Austin Green on this podcast?
Sort of jumping off point.
This is his podcast.
Is knowing.
Brian, wake
believing
up!
Believing that it can change.
Yawn.
Too many people just don't
wake
believe,
up.
They don't have a reference point for what life could be like.
Reference,
and I remember
Green.
Someone telling me,
fucking
like,
advertisers!
Oh, life could be great. And, you know, without substances you can,
okay,
you won't even know colors.
What a bunch of
Jesus Christ.
Shit. Good job, Brian.
And that green thing today was enough.
Did you see Megan Thee Stallion's new PSA?
No, are we done with Randy? You don't want to see his YouTube video of him?
Oh, oh no, I'd love
I'm
to.
I'm coming to you today to appeal to that sense of adventure.
Oh,
do you have
you
a
go,
sense
Drew.
Of adventure where...
How many views, Mark?
You
150.
You really? Are
really?
Yeah.
About
any comments?
Let's see.
I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. 124, but it's only been out for a year.
On, a lot of us have been more stationary.
I wonder if he calls it a dud.
Haven't traveled as much.
He should.
And right now...
Oh, my God. Does this guy love hearing his own voice or
ever.
What?
I bet you, if you asked him, hey, Randy... where'd you get that cool guitar shelf behind you? You're in for a fucking 30-minute story of him going to a farmer's market.
I'd rather ask him this.
So, Randy, you want me to give you a hand job in the bathroom?
I mean, doesn't
Mark,
that
you know he worked his ass off for it. You know there's some story about him working extra hours, overtime, something like that to afford it.
It's a regrouping time.
What?
And what's needed is... to reach, to have something to reach for, to have a goal,
Randy,
that fits within your life.
What's your goal,
so
Randy?
Maybe you have a business goal. Maybe you have a personal goal.
Can you imagine people watching this actually looking for help?
No.
Earning more
no.
money, switching careers.
Do you think people just pretend that this is helpful?
No. I think they watch it and laugh at it.
Personal
I think it's
goal.
People that worked on 90210.
Personal too, but
you're not going to believe what Randy
something like,
has put on a YouTube channel.
Get it in shape.
Randy Spelling's a life coach.
Lose,
Luke Perry's calling up fucking Beverly Amatesis.
You want to get in better shape and
you're
exercise
fucked up.
More.
He's gone.
Just
he passed away.
How can you have a podcast
Beverly
that you never talk
you
on?
You want to be happier. You want to worry less and be more anxious. You have to have something in life, in the bigger context.
Wait, yeah, you already
said
that.
For.
I said,
because
shut
if your
up.
Only goal is to lose
okay,
weight.
Okay, Randy,
if
thank
your
you.
Only goal
I'm
is
just going to mute him, and you can just watch him talk.
Shut up, bitch!
Because I guarantee you, watching him talk is going to have the same exact effect if you actually heard what he's saying.
Can you imagine if people, if just anyone could get a TV show green-lighted? How what it would be like for Brian
oh, yeah.
Austin Green
well,
to
be
go,
like the internet.
Hey, what's going on? What the fuck? How can this clown have a TV show? That's how I feel every time I hear
look at him.
Podcast.
Look at him. This is another one.
Oh, is that Randy?
Yeah, he's popping. He popped out of the frame and then popped into the frame from behind a tree. Now he's pointing at it. He's being very facetious, saying that you can wait. But guess what? I bet you really can't wait.
I wonder if he's adding to the Spelling family fortune with this life coaching business.
You see that turn to the camera there?
Look at his boat behind him. Yeah.
That's not his boat.
Yeah, it is. Come on, Randy got money. Tori just didn't get money.
You think he owns New Voyages?
You're rich, you jerk. Actually,
that is probably what he would name his boat, New Voyages.
His t-shirt says, The Mind.
Things settle down a bit. Mm-mm. Relax.
He pops up from behind a rock.
Mm-mm.
Oh my God, he's so deep.
That one has 183 views, so that's not
okay. He's moving
better,
up.
Better than the other
How many
one.
Subscribers does he have?
404.
It has one view, and it says it was uploaded at 6 a.m. this morning.
Okay, at least we have more views than more subscribers than Randy Spelling.
He's got a killer head of hair, though.
Oh God, look at that! He's got a ponytail. I could not get over Brian Austin Green is so phoning in that show. It's the most phoned in thing I've ever heard. I didn't think you could phone in a podcast, but you can. You can phone in. No, you can have lots of advertisers.
Yep.
Isn't it galling?
Well, I think
honestly,
companies were like, hey, we need to fill this slate. Start naming anybody. The first people that come to the top of your head that aren't too busy or expensive.
No, you know, while tons and tons of podcasts are on iHeart, I'm sure they have their collective that they actually, you know, that they accept as their own podcast, which they are one of. And so they buy ads in bulk and they place them on these various shows. And I'm sure when they say, oh, you were putting in the Brian Austin Green show or putting in this show, when people hear Brian Austin Green, oh, yeah, that's the guy from 902. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's got an audience. But they have no idea how phoned it is. They would have no idea because people don't buy things directly like they do for our show.
Yeah.
I mean, we actually have to provide commerce for our advertisers or it would not work. They wouldn't advertise. But he doesn't have to worry about that. He has to worry about staying awake. That's about it. Seriously. Oh my God.
Ow.
Pain is universal.
Look at the screen. There's the intro to Malibu Shores.
Malibu Shores with Kerry Russell, Tony Luca.
Wait, what billing does Randy get? That's four people. Five.
Where is he?
What? Six.
Don't tell me. Tia Texada?
He's a bit part.
Is he even going to be in the intro? There he is.
There he is. He's like the Randy. Ninth guy.
Where are these other clowns?
Wow, is that phoned in? Holy shit.
Oh, what a great actor, though.
Did you know thousands of our listeners have already called Legacy Partners to get help with their home and auto insurance needs? We get emails from you all the time singing their praises. Legacy has even helped listeners by fixing mistakes other agents have made, asking the right questions to get the right coverage put in place to properly protect you and help save you money at the same time. And chances are, if you haven't checked your rates in the last year, you're paying too much. So what are you waiting for? Put some money back in your own pocket. Give Legacy Partners a chance to help with your home, your cars, your life, or business insurance. And if you're on Medicare, take advantage of the annual open enrollment period and let Legacy's Medicare team review your option plans for free. Call them today, Legacy Partners, 586-209-4106, or visit our website and click the link to get started with your new quotes.
A lot of cold weather, a lot of snow, a lot of wear and tear on your house, and all this cold. It's the perfect time to introduce our sponsor, Pam, Public Adjusters of Michigan. And actually, it's not an introduction because they've been around and a lot of people have used them for property insurance claims. Like if your pipe bursts and you need to make an insurance claim for the damage, you should call Pam first. It can get you more money. They can handle the whole claims process. You don't say the wrong thing. They can even take over right in the middle and help you get through it and get you the money. Also, you know, if you're working on the middle of a claim, Pam guarantees to get you more than the insurance company offered you. So if you get more money and they do all the work, why wouldn't you have them do it? Go to callpamfirst.com or click the logo on our website. So Luke Nowacki, apologies for the lack of ad read updates. Those who approve the ad reads for Pinnacle Wealth Strategies have not approved of the humor in the ad reads for Pinnacle Wealth Strategies. Anyway, the snow is falling, so not only is Maz waking up scared, but if you ever had that I'll get it together next year feeling, well, next year is here. 24 is here, off the bench, economically angry, like an amped up Probert from the early 90s. Keep your head up and be prepared. If you'd like some help maybe managing your assets, give Luke and Zach at Pinnacle Wealth a call at 248-663-4748.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through
Mosaic Wealth.
SIC member FINRA SIPC.
Mosaic Wealth.
SIC is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products or services referenced here are independent.
Mosaic Wealth.
Inc.
I saw one of the funniest things today. This is so bizarre. It's a video of this guy in Miami.
Oh my God.
Just walking around nude in this health club. Hold that thought for 1 second. We're gonna describe the video for you, and this will probably end up on YouTube. And I just want to mention our YouTube video from yesterday was Brie Larson.
Oh my God!
Being with a stick up her ass, being asked that question about Johnny Depp. Would you see that movie? Are you up at the? Because you're part of the B2 Boobit. And you're
going
to be able to check your B2 Boobit credentials at the door. Would you watch the Johnny Depp movie? And, of course, she's like, Director Carlish, why are you asking me this stupid question? And like,
as she is literally.
I just explained it. If you take the stick out of your ass, you might understand.
As she's literally clutching her non-existent pearls. I mean, she had her hand around her chest like, oh, dear.
And it really, there's something so stupid and funny about it at the same time. Of course, we spent about 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
But I thought it was hilarious, very amusing. Though. I was extremely amused. I couldn't stop laughing.
That guy is. Oh, my God. Everything he said was hilarious.
I didn't see him. Is he? He's not visible on the video, is he?
No.
The guy asking questions?
No.
I want to dox him because I want to see what he looks like.
I read so many articles about Brie Larson. Nobody identifies the reporter. It's just a reporter.
Oh, man. I want to see that dude.
Just an effeminate robot with a cold.
He did talk really fast.
Staccato.
It was like his question was programmed perfectly. And it was a perfect
question.
The premise was absolutely clear as a bell, and she was such a bitch. But anyway, it was on YouTube, and I thought it was really funny to look at. And you should subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. It means nothing to you, everything to us. It's really great. We're almost at 8,000. I'm so excited when we have 8,000 subscribers, and people have to say, only 8,000 subscribers, what a flop. Instead of 7,000, what a flop. So here's this nude guy, and it looks like his nude adventure starts in a health club where mostly these dudes are working out, and this nude guy, who's in reasonably good shape, is just walking by him. They're all laughing because, like,
yeah, because he's
nude.
Fully nude in the workout area.
And he's walking by like it's the most normal thing in the world.
Guys,
he walks by, just turn around laughing.
Now he's fighting somebody in the gym.
I think it's management.
Now, fighting a nude guy, that is such a bummer.
He's got to be careful. Something's not going to go in his butt.
Is he on Flock or something? Because he's putting up a good fight.
He's got a man skin.
His little wiener's just bouncing.
He's totally shaven everywhere.
Completely clean.
There's not a hair to be found.
Oh, my God.
That guy.
So now these bodybuilders are grappling with this nude guy, which is like, that is so gay. You must... Isn't that kind of gay if you want to fight a nude guy?
Yeah, why would you go near that?
Sometimes you just have to, Drew. It's not a choice.
I mean, cringed watching it.
At Adams High School, this happened once, except both people were nude, and one of the nude guys got hard, and everyone walked away awkwardly.
I was on the Rifle River once on a Bible trip with just fathers and dads.
Fathers and dads?
I'm sorry, fathers and sons. And what ended up happening were these two completely naked guys come in and they're roaring on this canoe. And at first, all the kids are just like, what? And all the guys are, hey, get out of here. A little bit further up the road, we see the empty canoe and the two naked guys running with a cooler that they're stealing from somebody's campsite.
What?
Oh my God. And then all the dads in the church beat the shit out of these naked guys in the water. In the water, my dad's got an oar. He's swinging it. My Uncle Bob's throwing haymakers. And at the end of the trip, all the kids had to sit for like an hour and a half at the beach while all of our fathers went to identify the two nude perpetrators.
By their boner.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's
hilarious. Sometimes you have to.
This guy.
Shall not steal.
I gotta say, if you want to find a nude guy, by all means, and I'm sure for whatever reason, Brandon's dad and Uncle Bob wanted to fight nude guys.
You got to admit, though, Brandon, pretty
it's
good
hard
move.
To find, though.
Pretty good move stealing stuff whilst nude because you really don't want to fight a guy.
They were so wasted and they ran out of beer. So, I mean, I can see their
So they were nude?
I can see their thought process. We're out of beer. Let's go to that campground. background and get it right now.
At what point did you think they got nude? Was it before they went to the camera?
Probably they were in the sun on the kayak.
I don't know, because
like,
when they
fought,
would
it be fun to be nude?
When there was the fist fight,
people.
The canoe tipped over and everything. So I don't think they had any clothes with them.
Would it be fun to be nude?
But this guy here in this video.
Be dude.
Holy shit. Does that guy have his wiener out?
He does. And he's currently fighting with people that are in the gym, but he's not going to stay in the gym.
They're much bigger than him, too. It's like, I think
he's
not
ready to brawl.
Like, I don't think they're fighting well because he's nude. I think that's just fucking up their fighting ability.
But you're right, Brandon. That video, the twist in this video is amazing in my mind. And it's what happens. Wow.
So he gets out of there somehow. And there's somebody still holding on to him. Gets away. He's running. Oh, he just starts punching this guy for no reason. Now he's got a guy in a wheelchair who's defenseless. And this guy's trying to push him away. And somebody comes up and baps him on the back of the head with something.
Oh my God, his tiny, tiny wiener.
I like that guy. The guy comes from the back and like kicks him in the knee to knock him down.
Oh, he's got him down now. He gets up and he's off!
He's off! Be free, nude man!
Sounds like the wind, be free!
Uh-oh.
Be free!
Great part about this video is it's actually like 9 filmmakers and they just slapped all of the camera phones together.
You are faster when you're nude because you don't have clothes.
It's getting like tased.
He's getting tased.
Oh, God, there he goes running again. He's taking off. Be free. Oh, now he's getting handcuffed. Get away. Be free. Be nude and be free.
Wow.
That was ridiculous.
What is that?
Just like nude and fighting everybody.
Is that
wow.
PCP? Is that what is that?
I don't know.
Could be Flocka. He was putting up a pretty good fight. I'd love to see him take BP.
I'd love to see how much he benched before he got nude and came back out.
You get hit by a taser, like 600 pounds. You don't even move.
Yeah, and ran after that. Wow,
that's not the only fight. There's lots of fights today.
Oh, great.
Is anybody
nude in this one?
No, unfortunately, there's no more nude.
I want to give a prelude to the baseball fight. It's another one in the stands, and there's some disagreement between the guy holding the nachos.
Everyone looks really drunk.
Somebody in the row in front, and this girl next to him, she is going to get, somebody's going to take a swing at her, and you're going to be like, why did you hit that girl? Well, she leans forward and spits at this guy, and I swear, I think when you spit at someone, it doesn't matter who you are, there's a certain something that goes off.
So disrespectful.
As you'll see.
Yeah.
I think those nachos are going to go flying.
I guess there's no audio.
Uh-oh. Oh, he already lost one chip.
Nacho.
One chip.
Oh, she spits at him.
Oh, no, he just abandons the nachos.
Oh, nachos are down. He dropped the nachos to fight this guy who swung at her. He doesn't know she spit at him.
Whoa, look at those chips.
This guy's like Megan's. He's like Harry.
Pause it for a
when
second.
When Megan gets into it.
My favorite part about fights at baseball games now are watching people in the stands not move.
I know.
You see, notice how many people pulled out their cams? There's that girl, the redheaded girl, like two steps down. She
slapped her head, too. I think that was pretty restrained from being spit on.
There's a camera. Yeah,
there's at least 4 that I counted.
There's a toddler.
There's another one down there by the guy in the white shirt.
Look at all those
I could have sworn there was
filming.
Audio that.
This is in Cleveland.
And that girl, by the way, that spit acts so innocent afterwards. Like, I can't believe this happened to me. I love the way he knocked her over, too.
Poor nachos. What a waste of nachos.
Can we go back to the part where the guy drops the nachos? I just want to see if how valiant he was when he dropped the nachos. He did.
He just abandoned.
A bat flip.
I think they
it
got
was
hit.
Like a bat flip when he gets rid of the nachos. Look at that. That's pretty stylish.
No, it's his follow through on that slap, hits him in the arm, boom, knocks
the ball. Oh, is that what it was?
Oh, so it's not even about him slapping that girl.
Girl
it's that he knocks his nachos out of his hand.
He's mad about the nachos, not about him hitting the girl.
These are expensive nachos.
I love the little kid in the row behind you. She's like, I'm just going to keep drinking my water here.
She's just watching the whole brawl.
What's the guy in the horribly disheveled t-shirt doing back there? He's like,
he seems to be on top of the action.
Come do this. Take care of these people.
You're going to spit on an asshole. Oh!
But wasn't it the girl in the blue shirt that started it, it seems?
Yes, she spit on him.
Oh, in the blue, not the red?
Oh. You thought another girl started it?
Yeah,
the girl with the glasses.
Like when he first gets there,
the girl.
She's John and she's like hitting that guy.
Oh, because she got hit by a chip. Look, chip falls. She gets up.
What?
Oh man!
Okay.
You hit me with a chip! How dare you waste food?
God, we got two Meghan Markles here.
Nobody reacts to stop it.
What is the spitter attacking the chick in the blue shirt for?
Because they're chicks, you know.
It's just on at that point. Yeah.
Let's match genders and go.
I like the way that somebody's pulling that guy's t-shirt to try and get his boob out.
I do feel like Mr. Nacho is boxing out the woman in the blue shirt in the very beginning. Like, yeah. she might be the problem there.
Yeah.
What do you mean boxing her out?
Watch. Go to the beginning. He's like boxing her out with his butt. Because he doesn't want her to start shit. See him?
Oh, I see. You're right.
Yeah, because she's the instigator.
Yeah, she is. Why is she jawing at that chick?
I don't know.
And then she's trying to stop him once he goes to her aid.
No, thanks a lot, lady.
Glass is going to stay on her head.
I can tell you, Mr. Redshirt could have popped that woman a lot more. I think he showed a lot of restraint.
He did. No, see, he I'm slapped being serious. Her. He slapped her.
Look at that
she
shirt.
She spit on him.
Look at
and
that
he,
shirt.
Yeah.
Wow, so that. Who actually wins the fight in the end? Is it the guy in the red?
Oh, everybody's filming
top?
It.
Kind of. Yeah, true. All right. And we got a little more action here. This is at Disney, isn't it? Or no, not Disney.
Oh, you know what?
This is the other one.
I got to grab the Disney one. This was just a neighborhood. For some reason, all these great brawls
This is a great
up.
Brawl. Okay. There's a kid. Okay. There's a car that comes in and just drives into everybody like
what?
To be a hero. Like, I'm just going to clean this up. And it's a little kid driving the car. And they just open the door
God.
And start wailing on him.
So it starts off this neighborhood fight where it looks like mostly women and children fighting. But then watch out for the car here.
Do you know what the fight's over?
Nope.
What? Look at the little kids fighting.
Fight the lady.
Yeah, there's... Oh, look out for the car!
Oh, my God.
The car just hit like six people.
Oh, look, she's going to get him out and
lock your
wail
doors,
on
dude.
Him.
Why didn't he lock his... Oh, wait, who's the person with the bat?
2x4. There's somebody with a 2x4.
Look at the left she's throwing at the driver. Who's a little kid?
Oh, she's just like up.
And there's a bat in there, too?
Oh, wait, she was hitting the first little kid, and then the first little kid started hitting another little kid. It's just like transferred.
It's still going.
Like the wave.
It's still going strong.
Oh, a baseball bat! Baseball bat!
Oh, my God.
This is a big neighborhood brawl.
Wow.
See, not
wow,
me. Wow. Me and Marcus, we have
that
beers together.
That lady in the blue means business. What's she doing? Oh, she's going to move.
Oh, they took out the windshield with a bat.
Oh, they're getting the fuck out.
Oh, there goes
the
car.
Kid drove away.
Wait, who's driving
it?
Who was driving a car? It looked like the car was driving itself, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It hit something.
Drive safely. Oh.
Look at when the car drives away.
There's no one in it. There's no one. Was someone in the car?
Clunks into the, yeah.
I think so.
Is there a driver? I don't see a driver.
Look at this 12-year-old fist fighting. Oh, man. What?
I mean, of course.
Good times.
I got to say, of course. You never want to see someone get hurt, of course, right?
Of course.
But goddamn, is that fucking hilarious when it takes out that first person and flips them upside down, the car.
The girl in the
I think
pink.
I can watch cars
in shorts.
Oh, jeez, I missed that.
Of course it's terrible, but holy cow, is that funny.
Really, she got whacked. Is she, the one that, is she the one that opens the door of the car?
No. Orange shorts.
I want to see who opens the door.
Orange shorts.
Orange, okay.
Those are shorts? Tree.
Where's the lady in the red shorts that got hit?
I think she's
dead.
Out.
Yeah, they're.
You don't see her
ever checking
on
her.
Oh, she's on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, I mean, it's terrible. She's hurt, but let's watch it again because it's fucking hilarious.
Well, it was. I mean, if she had to get hurt, that was an entertaining spill.
And it really, it's made even better by her friend who kind of jumps on the car to pretend she was hit by it.
Oh,
did you notice that?
Yeah. And they're getting her up off the ground while everyone around them is fighting like crazy.
Leave her on the ground. That woman clearly has a spinal injury.
Nope, she's getting up.
See, somebody dove into the driver's seat, and that's why it looks like there's no driver, because they were there.
Oh,
here
we go. Here goes
again. Oh. Down. A crash into the truck on the way.
Oh, the lady in the polka dot pants.
Oh, shit.
The lady in the polka dot pants is just awesome. She kicks ass right there.
Yeah.
She's never stopped swinging.
She's fist of fury.
She's got a distinct advantage, though. You know why? She can see that car coming.
That's true.
She's facing the correct way.
She is. She's punching people who are about to get hit by a car. But how does she know the car is going to break? Because the car breaks.
Well, she had a buffer of three people between her and the car. By the way, I love the guy filming it who's just sitting in his car. I'm getting out of this mess.
Whenever the weapons come close, he backs up a little bit.
I think the car hits his car, though.
Yeah.
It hits
something right here.
Yeah.
When it takes it and pulls away.
After they break the windshield,
Drew,
and then it drives.
His car gets hit?
It goes.
Oh.
I think it was the truck.
Ooh.
Who did get
in that
car?
Little guy. That little dude, like 4 feet tall, he's swinging these major lefts.
My thoughts and prayers are with that lady.
I want to hear the bang when that car hits the other car again.
Like one of those ladies has like a 2x4 and she runs up, really hits, and then retreats.
Oh, here we go.
Oh. You're right, Brandon. Hit that truck.
That's where it ends.
Is that the guy? Is that little guy the one that started it? The little one who's in the middle of it all?
I don't know. Can we go back and see?
Was that
I'd
his,
love to see
was,
you started
was that his friend
it.
Driving the car?
Like, I'm not sure.
She's swinging at him, and then he swings back at her. It's the girl in the white that's really... Oh.
The girl in the white basically
was
dies,
was that guy
too.
Just driving down the street and didn't was just so clueless?
No, he knew what he was doing.
He did?
Was, he was
look
there
how
fire.
Yeah,
he did.
Come
you're
on,
right,
no one's did. That clueless.
Wow.
I mean, it looks like he's underage. He doesn't look like he should be driving.
And I got one more viral fight for you. One more. I know there's a lot of fights on
the I hate segment. Leaving this fight.
I know. But there was a Disney fight that's been going viral over the... I guess they were trying to fight over a spot where they could take a picture.
Yeah, you know what that is? So
are you joking?
They take, Disney takes your photo all over the place, and that's a real big spot because you can see the outline there, and there's an official
all the pretty colors.
Disney photographer there.
Yeah. Wow.
It's like a 5-on-5 brawl, including a toddler.
That lady is just takes up so much space in the middle.
Yeah. They all got matching shirts on, too, because they're in a group.
The combined weight of these people is like 6 tons.
Yeah, that's one that's fat big. Fight.
By the way, if you want to see fat people, Disney is the place to see fat people.
Did you see a few?
Who's at the center of the brawl there? Oh, man, he took a couple shots.
Basically, Brandon, I felt
oh,
really...
Oh, that fat. Guy is swinging, man.
He's in a headlock.
He's the only one that isn't fat.
I felt
seriously,
really thin
I think,
when I was
think
at Disney.
There's only one athletic person in the fight. Oh, and he took a shot, and he's really mad, so he just wails on everyone. Look at him. No, that's not him. Where is he? There he is. Oh, oh, oh.
That's a weak punch. I love the guy kicking baby kicks. You see him on the ground? Baby
yeah,
kick Rick.
Baby kick like Rick. Baby kick Rick.
You gotta start pedaling, my
those
man.
Are some nice blows.
So you didn't get into a fist fight when you were at Disney?
This guy, the
no.
guy with the let's backpack see. Who's not fat, he seriously, you gotta follow him the whole way. He's getting a lot of punches in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some of his punches are kind of weak, aren't they?
Yeah, they don't all connect.
He also got baby
there
kicked.
Is, wait, there he is with the backpack.
Oh, he spun
there
out.
He is.
Come
he's
back
right
more.
Back in. He's right back in.
He shoved that woman out of his way to punch.
He is
that
ABC,
guy.
ABP. Always
oh,
be
that
punching.
Was a good punch. That was a good punch. I take it back.
Yeah.
In no. the ribs.
He, I seriously. Got baby kicked. That was such a weak kick.
Just
this guy. This guy.
At
he's
other.
Always punching. ABP. Look at him. He's right back in there. Boom. Missed. Got air. Punch. Punch. Punch.
Big punch.
Punch. Oh, he's winding up.
All these fun fights will
love,
be linked in the notes, but you can catch them on YouTube
I love
as well.
How one of the women grabs the toddler, gets him out of the way, and then the other girl goes over and subs for her so she can get in and start fighting.
tagged in.
Yeah. Here, hold my baby.
Oh, that was awesome.
That girl's punch. I didn't realize that she knocked the other girl down there, too.
Wow. Oh, she was no help. She got tag teamed into the fight, and
look
she
at the
didn't
girl,
do
the blue shorts. Watch the blue shorts.
She gets shoved out of the way.
Yeah, blue shorts.
Yeah, yes. Watch the blue shorts.
She
comes around
yeah,
and
look
watch.
At her.
Knock.
Nice.
Oh, it's like every time you focus on somebody different, something new happens. It's
well,
great.
Well, she's not fat either, so I think she has easier time getting around the fight. Like the backpack guy. Oh, I didn't see that guy. I didn't notice that
she's
dude.
She's slippery in and out.
She's
there.
Up there.
Yeah,
she's
he's the one that wrestles him down to the ground.
Ooh, that's whoa.
Whoa.
Unfair fight.
The
two against
earth
six.
Shook.
Wow.
Well, I wish we could know what that was about.
Yeah, what?
It was about taking pictures.
What
I know, but how and why?
Yeah,
how God, did, everybody is throwing punches. That's really something, man.
Now, wait. Go back like 2 frames and you'll see a guy there, and that's the official Disney photographer. Who is doing nothing. He's just standing there. And at the very least, shouldn't he be taking photos?
He's filming it, if nothing else.
He's pointing. Yeah.
Shouldn't he be taking photos?
That official Disney guy, look at him.
How is he not just snapping a million photos right now?
He is a passenger. He's 100% passenger. He's like, I just work here, man.
Take
I
the
get
photos.
Paid the same whether I just watch or get help.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to get into that.
Take the photos, connect it to their magic band so they can see them all later.
Right.
Wow. So ridiculous.
Do they get thrown out after this? They have to, right?
Probably. We've seen Disney fights in the past, and normally they involve, you know, like a child's wagon or something. Who was the famous? Was it Black China?
Oh, yeah, Black China. Someone said her kid was cute. Do you mind if I touch your kid or something?
Oh, that was a good fight, though.
And she said yes, and then when she touched the kid, she just starts wailing and throws the wagon at the woman.
Good fights. Those will be on YouTube.
That's classy.
Black China. Idiot. Although she claims she's becoming less of an idiot.
That's right. Isn't she a woman of God now?
She took her Bible plants out.
So she says.
She's not a Christian!
Hey, don't forget our friends at Polyvu Family Dental. They offer full-service family dental work. Over 600 five-star reviews. So many of those from being an Invisalign provider, where they can offer you, yes, straight teeth. Adults who didn't get braces or maybe are bothered by this their entire lives, you, too, can have a perfect smile. You can even see it beforehand, before you commit, by looking at their iTero digital scanner. You can see potential results in just minutes. They've got state-of-the-art technology. Also, the in-house Polyvu discount plan available for those without insurance. Very unusual. They're an Invisalign provider. They've done hundreds of cases. They offer financing options with no credit check. Serving ages 7+. Consultations are always free at Polyvu Family Dental, a full-service family dental office. Click the link on our website for Polyvu Family Dental. If you're going through dry January, stock up on Griffin Claw's Hop 2O non-alcoholic hop water. You can visit shop.griffinclaw.com or click on the Griffin Claw logo on the Drew and Mike page and enter the code word Drew to have it shipped to your door. We'll even throw in a personalized Drew and Mike gift card to help offset the shipping. If dry January isn't your thing, visit either the Griffin Claw tap rooms in Birmingham or Rochester Hills to purchase the Yes Chef Hazy IPA, one of the handcrafted spirits, including a 100-proof single-barrel Flying Buffalo bourbon. And try the steak bites. They're the same as those served at Big Rock Chop House or Black Rock, according to Mark. Unlike Corey Perry, Griffin Claw's Hop 2O non-alcoholic hop water isn't all head and skinny at the base, so you can have 6 or 7 soft, because like Amanda, in 1986... they're awesome.
That's awesome.
Dr. Roche is starting the new year with a toast to one of our favorite things, boobs. Dr. Roche is an expert in the field of breast augmentations. Call and ask them about saline and silicone, whichever one is best for you. And there's still time before that winter break getaway, the beach destination, or the sunny, warm cruise ship trip. Get ready for summer. Getting fresh breasts is a great excuse to get into a new bikini and cruise wear. And it's a good time of year to also treat your skin to a BBL treatment. That's broadband light for the clarity and texture and tone of your skin, to smooth out fine lines, to blast out brown spots, sun spots, age spots, and broken capillaries. And then there is Evoke, Evolve, and Emerald, the non-invasives, treatments that do a lot of heavy lifting, tightening your skin over taut muscles, and reduce circumference. Great New Year's prices available at the offices of Dr. Roche. Call them for a consult at 248-338-1110.
This is coming on the heels of all the Southwest problems because, wait, was the pitcher's wife on a Southwest plane when she had to clean up her popcorn, her kid's popcorn?
That was United.
Oh, that was United. You're right. That was United. Southwest had another incident. I sent you the video, Brandon. You don't have to play it, though. Someone spilled rice going up the aisle as they're boarding the plane, and it's a big pile of rice. And apparently the flight attendant just went nuts. Who spilled the rice?
I have so many
clean
questions.
It up.
Who brought rice onto a plane?
Well, it wasn't just regular rice either.
Oh, it was cooked or something.
It looked really gross.
Ugh.
But no one would cop to it. And so I guess this plane took an extra hour to take off because no one would admit that they spilled the rice.
Couldn't someone just go, okay, fine, I'll clean it up so we get going?
The flight attendant eventually cleaned it up, and the people that were sitting near the spilled rice said that she was yapping the whole time about how no one is raised properly anymore or something like that. I mean, what? Is everyone completely losing their shit right now? But that was not even close to the best airplane story this weekend. That was the lady on Southwest who got arrested for. Brandon, why are they arresting this woman?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea why she's in trouble. All I know is no more planes for her, and she is loud. And
she is. Okay, I'm going to declare her a few things. One of them is this is the bossiest person ever under arrest because she is trying to boss these cops around. She gives, I want to say, like 11 different reasons as to sort of delay the arresting process. You know, kids, when they don't want to go to bed, they're like, I need some water. Mm-hmm. I need mommy to kiss me. And, you know, all these little things they come up with. She is the queen of coming up with bullshit to try to avoid being arrested. And like a lot of chicks, she's very bad at being arrested. She's resisting, but not. She's just kind of not letting them handcuff her and just making it very difficult. And also, she is so exaggerating. She's like, you're breaking my neck. You're breaking my arm. And she is the biggest pain in the ass. And I would say the most dramatic and the bossiest person ever arrested. Check this out. This is amazing.
Tell me I have a right to remain silent.
Tell me I have a right to remain silent. She's bossing him around.
No. You are going to tell me that I am under arrest. You are Stop
under
it.
Arrest.
For what? I didn't even do anything. No. You're not touching me.
I have to arrest you. Now they're touching her.
How bad does the guy sitting in first class that want to close that curtain?
Looks a little like Denny McClain, doesn't he?
No, I'm not leaving. I am going.
Yes, you are. You are leaving.
You're not going to win this fight, lady.
I think she really believes she's not leaving. At least not dramatic she gets.
The guy in first class is putting his headphones on so he doesn't have to hear her.
I know under what code in violation of the law did I break?
Being an asshole.
Tell me why I'm being arrested. What did I do? What did I do?
Put your hands behind your back.
No, you're going to tell me what I did.
She's wearing blue blockers.
She's just getting started.
I didn't even do anything except purchase a ticket.
They'll know. Yeah, they'll know what's going on.
No, I'm not leaving here with my personal.
I will get this.
She's trying to get her hands behind her back.
You get a lawyer inside the airport or something.
That's a good one. I want a lawyer right now.
Breaking my arm.
Yeah, a lawyer's going to come on the plane and represent you right now.
Yes, you are, you son of a gun.
Stand up.
Stop it. No, I'm not.
Now they're hurting her, which being a woman is very powerful. Still trying to arrest her. Trying to get her out of the seat. She won't get out of the seat. She's holding on to the armrest.
Oh, my God.
Another got her.
Let go of my leg! You're twisting my body!
Please, nobody can twist that ham hock.
Stop it! You guys got my arms all tangled behind my neck!
My arms are all tangled. Don't resist it! Just walk. My man's got his headphones on now.
How am I supposed to walk?
Just see, put his headphones on.
You're breaking my neck.
Yes, you are!
Breaking my neck. I wish they would.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Oh, how is this supposed to person supposed to walk like this?
Are you gonna get up?
Let go of my arms!
Let go of my heart. Yeah, they're grabbing her heart.
I've already told you many, many times. Let's go. Are you going to get up?
Then you're going to read me my rights right now.
Okay. Again, there she is being bossy.
You're going to read them to me right here, right now.
Let's walk outside. I'm going to walk you out. Come on.
They were going to carry her out.
Yeah, but she's
impossible.
This aircraft has my personal belongings.
Oh, now she's not leaving without her stuff. I thought if they read your rights, you would go.
I'm not leaving. And you're going to tell me why I'm under arrest.
I already told
you. Oh, what is it? For trespassing? I bought a ticket. How am I trespassing? How am I obstructing when you're holding my back and you're breaking my arms?
You're breaking my arms.
No, I'm not resisting. Nothing. You're twisting my neck and my arms.
They've got four cops.
No.
God. One for each limb. Yeah, rip her out of there.
Carry her. Oh,
that's my
right
man.
Now,
rip her out of there, dude.
Oh, she's bigger. Oh,
Dr. Dowen.
You're going to give me my personal belongings.
No, they're not.
Just tell her, yeah. Yeah.
Now she's worried about her stuff.
I want to know why I'm being arrested.
There's probably a lot of medication in there.
Okay, no,
just focus on one thing, lady. What do you want?
Why am I under arrest? What did I do?
Ew.
That's a lot of midriff bulge there.
Under what?
Oh, thank you. We weren't going to do that.
We've been trying to.
You're going to tell me what I did because I have a right to face my accusers in the court of law. Yeah,
oh, she knows the law.
I
love these experts on the law.
Yeah.
Right outside here, okay?
Right outside where?
We're going to walk off the airplane and we'll explain it to you.
I want a lawyer right now. I want one right now.
Well, you're not
going
to go in.
I want to call my attorney.
Oh, that poor attorney.
You're
not
going to
get one. They're trying
under
to help her
law,
with her purse.
No right
under she's quoting
maritime law.
What?
Who has the authority? Who has the authority to sit here and take my personal property? And who has the authority to arrest me under what law?
We do.
I want to know right now. You're going to tell me, quit touching my property.
I love the way she keeps bossing them around. You're going to tell me.
I want to call my attorney. Okay, come on. I'm not going anywhere with you.
She's walking down.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Free will.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's getting her personal property. That's so nice of him.
Free will.
Wow. What did she do? Do we know?
Can we look this up? Can we find out? Because I want to know. What did she do?
Yeah.
What? I don't know.
I mean, there has to be something.
I don't know. They didn't like her. She didn't do anything. They couldn't even tell her.
She kept saying, I bought a ticket, so I wondered if they were suggesting that she had snuck on the plane.
No.
She wouldn't get past the gate.
I don't know. Just saying, I absolutely have no idea. Brandon sent it to me. That's the only reason I know about it.
I have to go home. I have to go home. I have to go home.
You have to go home now.
Then there's our sponsors, Lucy Breakers. What are Lucy Breakers? Well, if you know your pouches, you know that the nicotine doesn't hit immediately, and neither does the flavor. The geniuses at Lucy came up with a brilliant way to fix both of those problems. They put a mini liquid capsule inside each breaker's pouch. So you grab a breaker's pouch, break the capsule, yes, with your teeth, put it in your lip, and enjoy the immediate nicotine and flavor release. Nobody is doing anything like this except for Lucy. It's a brand new kind of pouch technology, and it's only available from Lucy. No more sandpaper pouches drying out your mouth. No more weak flavors that don't last. Breakers are different. So break up with your dusty gas station pouches and go to Lucy.co and use promo code Drew to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's Lucy.co and use code Drew to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age. And every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Come to Lady Jane's for an award-winning haircut experience. And while you're there, register for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to win an all-expenses-paid suite for the 2024 NCAA tournament. For you and five of your best buds. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men opens 7 days a week. Walk in anytime. It's wicked awesome.
New Year's resolutions are hard to sustain. Diet, exercise, drinking less. Quitting smoking are great, but require daily vigilance. But resolving to change your life in 2024 by getting amazing eyesight that'll last for the rest of your life takes just a phone call or an online sign-up to go see Dr. Yaldo, who will then do all the work for you. Bifocal implants replace your natural lenses that no longer allow you to see objects up close and that also cause your far vision to deteriorate. The technology is remarkable and permanent. 20/20 or better for life with no more glasses, contacts, or annoying reading glasses. It sounds too good to be true, but it isn't. It's fact, and you've got nothing to lose but your dependence on those old technologies. Just call 800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com for a free evaluation. Learn about those remarkable little lenses and how a quick, painless procedure can give you the best vision of your life. 800-398-EYES.
I have to tell you, the story that is just killing me today because it's reached another level is Anthony Bass, the Blue Jays pitcher, who is so upset because his wife was forced by United Airlines to get on all fours and scrub and clean up for their 5-year-old who spilled a bunch of popcorn.
Drew, and not only was she forced, but she was forced by the captain.
Yes. The way this goes, today's development. Okay,
captain! It
turns out he's married to Jesse James Decker's sister. Now, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She's beautiful, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Really pretty. So he is so angry, and he says that, let's see, she's 5 months pregnant when her 5 and 2-year-old spilled popcorn, and the flight attendant made the 22 weeks pregnant sister of his get on her hands and knees, and then he says she's high-risk pregnant, and I'm sure everyone knew that.
Yeah.
Because she's probably wearing something, a headband or something, says high-risk pregnant.
Yeah.
So I'm sure everyone knew that.
Why is she flying?
No, why is she flying? I mean, that's a good question. And then he also says, let's see, as you know, she's 5 months pregnant, high-risk, alone with 2 small children, and this flight attendant comes up to Sydney with a trash bag and a wet wipe, telling her, the captain wants Sid to clean up every drop! My poor sister is on her hands and knees crying in the aisle, completely humiliated and exhausted with her children while everyone watched. Okay, so
well, everyone watched.
This claim is that the captain. So the captain. You mean tell me that the captain?
I got to tell you, I want to.
There's your captain. Would you please observe? We have a high-risk pregnant woman on her hands and knees cleaning up the crap that her kids spilled, and we'd like you to. We'd like you to make sure that she cleans up every drop of popcorn and laugh at her while she's cleaning up. Again, this is your captain. Over.
You know what's funny about that is the captain must have added something to the effect of,
"Please don't film this on your camera phones." Over,
because you know anything happens on an airplane, the first thing people do is get out their fucking phone, and I haven't seen anybody have.
Yeah, one final note: please do not record this on your phone, so that we can blame her for this after the fact. Over.
Yeah, and people always adhere to those rules when you're not supposed to film something.
There's no way this wouldn't be filmed.
If everybody was watching, there would be.
He'd be filming. Just, everyone be filming.
Exactly. It's a lie.
I just don't even believe it. And, you know, I was watching this. TMZ was. This is their lead story today.
Seems on brand.
Yeah, it is. It's a stupid story because why would this Toronto Blue Jays pitcher go on Twitter and just have a shit fit over what's happening to his wife? And all this business about her being high-risk pregnant makes me go, well, why is she flying alone with these two little kids? Why?
Yeah.
And also, if you're with kids and they spill a bunch of popcorn on a plane, I would feel like I should clean it up.
Well, that's what I said.
Wouldn't be going, hey, flight attendant, could you come here and clean this shit up?
That's what I was saying yesterday. You're very hype. I think most people are hyper aware of their kids and the kind of mess they're making and how they're bothering other people or not bothering other people.
But all this, you know, it's all about her. Oh, my God, she's 5 months pregnant. She's high-risk pregnant. Well, the flight attendant's taking care of the whole plane. She's working. She's working, and the 5 months pregnant woman is not working. She's just taking care of two kids.
Not my job.
I mean, seriously, is this...
I think I'd rather be a flight attendant.
Is this crazy?
Yes, no, it's totally insane. I bet you the flight
attendant... Maybe I'd rather be the flight attendant. I mean, I understand that side of it.
Although I got to tell you, those kids were just glued to their iPads. I don't think they were much of a problem.
But I think Jesse James Decker was called into the action by Anthony Bezos. Like, I'm getting fucking killed in this. Can you go on and really lay it on? I didn't mention she's high risk pregnant. Could you be sure to mention that?
And add that the captain was involved and
fucking captain. You know, they had a discussion on TMZ.
You don't have to. I've seen a lot of videos from airplanes. You don't have to do anything apparently that the airline wants you to do.
I guess not.
Right? So this idea that she was forced to clean it up, she could have just said, no.
No, that's bullshit. They're going to stop the plane. They're going to stop somewhere and throw her off the plane.
Dr. Dow had to be ripped out of his seat because he wouldn't move. Right?
By the way, wouldn't you rather clean up a little popcorn than be deboarded?
Yeah.
Would it make sense if they really were that upset about it, they were going to deboard?
Yeah, we're going to land in Denver. We've got a woman who will not get on her hands and knees during her high-risk pregnancy to clean up the popcorn, so we are going to deboard her in Denver. Over.
Make sure everybody that you watch too and jeer at her, but do not, by under any circumstances, pull out your phone. Record, over.
So stupid. And so they had a discussion about whether the captain actually was making her. And one of the girls in the background actually comes on and goes, oh, yeah, I believe that because the flight attendant, when she didn't get cooperation, she went to the captain and then it becomes the captain's order and then you have to do it. What you're talking about.
Wait, how did the captain even know? Was he like,
yeah, there's been a disturbance. Clearly somebody has spilled some popcorn over.
Is it worth watching this imbecile on TMZ explain this?
Yeah, we can. I mean, Carl's been waiting patiently.
Oh, Carl. Oh, I'm sorry. Carl's there.
We can tease it because I kind of want to see them talk about
it. Okay, we'll do this after Carl.
It is kind of a ludicrous story. And what do you think really happened here? Do you think the flight attendant just said, here's some wipes in a trash bag, and then just kept going down the aisle?
I doubt she was really threatening about it.
No, I don't
either.
Is
he preposterous? I mean, maybe it was a cranky flight attendant, but even then, I would think as the parent, you'd be like, oh, my fucking kid. I got to clean up after my kid. I don't want anyone else to have to clean up this embarrassing mess.
Absolutely, 100%. Maybe it was another passenger on board who was dressed like a flight attendant and was walking down going, you better pick that shit up. The captain said so. Just kept walking.
I've been in the cockpit talking to the captain. He is so fucking mad at you right now.
I told
you. He said to clean up every drop.
I told you about that guy who worked for my dad and didn't show up for like 2 weeks and then showed up at the office demanding to know why he was fired. And he's like, you weren't fired. He goes, yeah, Sonny fired me. And my dad was like, Sonny, the delivery guy, he can't fire you. So I think it's someone just making it up or just telling her to pick up her shit.
Fired.
We also got a video. This, a listener sent this one in, and I love when you guys send links. Some are better than others, I have to admit, but some of them are really good. And I don't know when I would have ever run into this. It's Corey Feldman at, I think it's Taking in the 80s in the Sand or Sand in the 80s or something.
80s in the Sand at Planet Hollywood Resort in Cancun, Mexico.
So people have obviously decided to spend a few days or a weekend or a week at this place in Cancun, and they have some 80s theme going. Yeah,
and they think they're going to see some maybe some good bands from the 80s. Instead, well, they get Corey Feldman.
I don't know how high your expectations could be, because there's about 100 people by the pool, away from the pool, in chairs by the pool. There's probably 20 people in the pool. There's not very many people there, but there is this table with equipment and speakers, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes Corey Feldman and his wife, which is like, oh, God, I'd rather have no one playing than Corey Feldman. And Corey Feldman transforms into Michael Jackson almost immediately.
Cool.
And goes into this song, and he's basically singing karaoke because she's cranking some music bed, and Corey starts singing. And the best part, well, go ahead, play. We can watch Corey as he warms up. I've never seen a Michael Jackson transformation warm up. He starts doing little spins.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got to warm up.
Yes.
You don't want to hurt yourself spinning without stretching first, Drew.
If I went on vacation and I'm sitting poolside drinking and all of a sudden Corey Feldman comes out of nowhere, I'd be pumped. And let's see how many people.
Yeah, for about 5 minutes.
My husband, Corey Feldman.
Yeah!
She's got the angel outfit on. I mean, you can tell there's like, seriously, 100 people, maybe. Corey's in full leather. Looks like he'd be hot as fuck.
Oh, yeah, he smells.
Cancun.
And he's checking out his dance floor, getting some wires out of the way, because pretty soon he'll be doing some crazy Jackson moves. He's got his back to the audience for some drama.
I love that he's teaching the angel here, like, how to press play.
Oh. There he goes. Oh. He's doing the dance steps.
There's no transformation there. He was just ready.
He did the spin around and go, woo!
Oh, my God, there's no one there.
There's nobody there.
He's dancing. He's dancing like his life depended on it.
Maybe it does.
There's like 20 people in the pool looking at him going, what?
I like the people that work at the resort too are standing right there in the front taking pictures.
There are a few phones recording. And there's a long distance between the quote-unquote stage. It's not really a stage. It's a patio.
Yeah.
And then there's this space between that and the pool. There's no one there. So eventually Corey goes out there to boogie down, to kind of Jackson out. And to Corey's credit, I mean, everyone has stopped what they're doing.
He's
and
giving
watching.
He is giving 100%.
Putting on a show.
I do love that he's playing songs that no one knows or has ever heard.
His songs.
Wait, you don't know this song, Mark?
No.
Let me explain to you what the song is.
Well, Corey explains it. Let Corey explain. Go to the end of the song. Fast forward to the end of the song. Corey gives the longest. I mean, you think you go, hey, thanks for being here. I hope you guys are having fun and everything in the sun. It's a great resort and all that. We're going to do some rocking out. But no, Corey thinks that all they care about is, oh, my God, Corey Feldman here. Tell me more about Corey Feldman. So and he's going to tell them about this track and that it's on the box set and all this. I mean, more information than anyone. I would say if he was talking to his record label, they wouldn't want this much information. I swear to God.
So it's Corey Feldman storytellers about stories that nobody cares about with Corey Feldman.
With a captive audience who had no idea they were going to see Corey Feldman.
How's everybody doing today?
Yeah!
Yeah! Are you having fun yet? What a vacation.
Why does he need a microphone? You can just talk to the people.
Did you notice that?
Here we go.
He just yelled at her to turn down the music.
What a vacation.
Watch, he goes, turn it down.
That's a song, I don't know how many of you remember it.
No, not at all.
That's all the way back from 1989.
When you were an actor, not a singer.
From 2009, I wouldn't know the difference.
My very first single.
Anyways, for the Dream a Little Dream soundtrack.
I didn't know you had singles, to be honest.
So that song came out in 1989 as a vinyl single with Michael Damian, who did the song.
I would have assumed it was just on CD, but...
And it was the number one single in the world.
Was that?
No,
wasn't.
I don't believe
it wasn't.
And the very first single that we put out on the soundtrack was this one. So that's it. I've been performing it lately on my new tour.
Yeah. Is this part of your tour?
He seems gassed.
Called Love Left 2.1.
Does he consider this a tour stop?
Yes.
For 100 people? Unsuspecting people?
I released this for the first time ever on CD, because it never came out on CD back in the day. So that song, along with many others that I created through the years for different soundtracks for different films.
Like what movies?
Yeah, I don't
really remember any of this.
Dream a Little Dream 2, Rock and Roll High School Forever.
And
many more.
Oh.
So... all of that is in the new box set. So
yeah, I don't want the new box set. Nobody does.
What better place to do it than right here?
He's trying so hard to sell this box set everywhere he goes.
And we're all celebrating that time and place.
Yeah!
Now listen to this crock of shit about the next song.
So we're going
to
carry on now. We're going to do another one.
These are outright lies.
Oh, you know what? I think I'm going to do my brand new single.
Just asked her, which one do we have queued up?
So the box set has a new album with it, and that new album is called Love Left 2.
Stop talking about the box set.
With Love. And we've put out a couple singles, where our brand new single is a song I wrote for my wife.
Aw.
And it's called Without You. And it's a really pretty love song, so
I'll be
a
judge of that.
Cuddle up and get romantic on this one. And it's a ballad, but we have a new video out, and I'm very excited to say we just hit number 21 on the Billboard Adult Contemporary.
No, I don't believe you. Then there's only 21 songs out in that category if it's number 21. That's the only way it's number 21.
Here you go, dear, even though you're right here.
Aww. God, that is so touching.
Hit the boombox.
By the way, does she have any idea what the fuck she's doing? He has to tell her like 3 times to do anything.
No, she's clueless.
It's kind of a nice rack, though.
Oh, he points at it when he's saying that. he can't sing this song.
I love that they've got such a great sound system, too. It's really clean.
I'm going to fast forward to when he actually gets up and close and personal with the fans that are in the pool.
I think that's the hotel's sound system.
Yeah.
Look at him out there. He's floating in that enormous cement area between the music and the people in the pool.
No running in that. That's the area you're not allowed to run in because it's wet. He might slip.
Well, there might be glass, too.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I love the girl taking a selfie of herself while she's in the pool with him in the background.
Right. You see
him? Right there on the left.
It's a weird area to be dancing, too. To be dancing so intensely.
Oh, man. I want to see him slip. I'm sorry.
Look, he just did a spin in the middle of this song.
Oh, yeah, it's an
easy Michael
place.
Jackson spin.
This is not a song that Michael Jackson would spin in.
Or
anyone.
Shouldn't he be wearing like a swimsuit and no top?
Look at that dude up top corner. I want to hang out with that guy.
Oh, he just did another spin. Why?
I gotta say, the looks on the people...
Everybody's laughing at him!
They're laughing at him.
This is so
embarrassing. I'm starting to feel bad for him.
Thank you very much!
He probably got $500 to do this.
Without you.
And
number
free,
21!
Probably got a free
Thank
room.
And if you like it, and you love it, go request it on your local radio station.
Oh yeah, okay.
No, because they'll never play it.
So they can...
No, it's not gonna be number one, and they would none of... There's no station that would play it. None.
It would be my first. So far, I've had one top 40... One top 20, and now this is my second top 40.
What top 20 song are you?
Drew, he doesn't. He knows
I'm
no one.
I'm gonna Google.
No one, don't you dare fact check.
Ascension Millennium.
Corey Feldman's biggest hit.
Comeback King.
You guys want more?
Yeah. No!
You sure?
No.
What should we do?
Okay, Corey Feldman's biggest hit record.
I can't do that one without a band. That's a band song.
Oh, God.
Or my dumb wife not being able to cue it up.
Wait, Corey Feldman achieves first top 20 hit?
There you go, see?
Oh, he just proved you wrong.
Are You Free, a song appearing in Feldman's new documentary, My Truth, The Rape of Two Coreys, recently cracked the top 20 on Billboard's Adult Contemporary chart. Feldman wrote the song, and oh, it's a tribute to Corey Haim. That is so beautiful. Oh my God. Yeah, as if he's like, I don't care what it does. It's about Corey. No, he's just calling it, hey, it's my only top 20 hit. He didn't even mention it was about Corey Haim, did he?
Yeah, I can't find any of his charting stuff.
Details how Feldman and Haim's alleged sexual abuse by prominent figures in Hollywood, including Charlie Sheen. Oh, that's nice.
He always says Charlie Sheen,
Wow, so that actually was a hit?
Which song was that?
I'm still having a hard time believing that. You are free. The letter U, the letter R, F-R-E-E.
Okay, and then there's another one here, his latest single, Without You.
That's the one he just played.
Yeah, that's the one debuted at number 26 in the Billboard chart.
Wait, are there only 26 songs out? How can that be number 26? That song sucked. You mean tell me radio's playing that?
This is a press release. Following the success of his Love Retours, iconic artist musician Corey Feldman will be kicking off phase two of the tour October 29th.
Does it list this as a tour date?
His latest single, Without You, just premiered at number 26 on the Billboard Top 40 Adult Contemporary chart, making it his highest debut position to date. So he's not lying. It's his third Billboard Top 40 record.
Here's You Are Free, which was his top 20.
Who's playing these?
The internet. Remember, Billboard does that now? You don't have to play it on radio.
Oh, okay.
So it could be
let's look it up.
People just laughing at it.
Okay, are you free? Oh, you're right.
You are free, and this is an ode to Corey Haim.
Okay, so all the Corey Haim fans probably really made it pop.
Or people that want to laugh at it. First day that we met. Ew. You don't think NIC's playing this?
No, I know they're not. How many streams could this have? Oh, the parenthetical of the title is The Rape of Two Corys.
Oh, God.
It's got 31,000 streams. I'm having a hard time believing this, Mark. Okay, it's on Corey's YouTube account, which has 1,980 followers. I mean, we have more followers than he does.
I see he's got 50,200 subscribers.
But well, we know on this page. Look, Corey Feldman.
We know Billboard has had quite the problem once streaming started to properly track these streams.
But we know this is not the way to solve the problem by making Corey Feldman have a hit.
Well, why? Because Corey played it on repeat over and over and over, or paid a farm in India.
Oh, maybe he did.
Listen to it over and over. Oh, he doesn't have the money to do that.
Well, it doesn't have that many streams, though. Oh, well. Anyway.
Well, it probably had a bunch that first week, so it charted, and then no one has listened to it since.
I just want to thank whoever sent that video in, because it was fascinating to see Corey just drop in on that resort.
It's embarrassing.
I know.
The lineup for the Sands Rocks this year is not so bad, man. Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo.
What's the name of the place he is?
The Sand Rocks.
Okay, cool.
Cancun.
I got to look up Setlist FM and see if they called that a concert. Do you think they called that a concert?
Yes. Yes, he probably put it on Setlist FM.
That's ridiculous. Corey Feldman concert Setlist. Okay, let's see. According to Setlist FM, he doesn't have a concert since December 1st, 2022 at Buffalo Ironworks.
Well, isn't that when that was? That was last fall, wasn't it?
Yeah, this one specifically was...
Okay, what's it called again?
80s in the Sand, and it was on October 28th, 2022.
October 28th.
It is not on here.
He has an October 30th Setlist at the Parish at House of Blues Anaheim.
Which is crazy, because there's no Setlist listed when you click.
The Parish is probably the little room.
Yeah.
So that's probably the room for 200 people, and then they have the main room for a couple thousand.
And, like, nobody put the set list up on there.
No, people call them in, or they send them in to Setlist FM, but no one did.
Yeah. Well, that's sad.
He played at the venue in Denver, the Wildy Theater, Headliners Louisville.
When did we talk to him? Wasn't that this year?
He played at Reverb in Reading.
You stop it.
Should we call the Reverb in Reading and see if they're going to have him back?
Oh, the Token Lounge, August 28th. And there's no set list for that either.
Well, he did play that set. We know he did.
We talked to him in August.
People went as a joke. Remember how many people bought tickets as a joke and sent us pictures?
They loved it. It was no joke.
God, I wish I could get tickets to that show.